Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know it's been around for a long time, but it continues to amaze. Talking about that brand that the beef industry uses, Beef It's What's for Dinner.
Beef It's What's for Dinner is an iconic brand, Ron. It continues to celebrate beef as America's favorite protein by highlighting its great taste, nutritional benefits, and stories about the people who raise it. So 2 years after it was relaunched, the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand has reached more than 1 billion consumers with drool-worthy and informative digital marketing and social media content. Funded by the Beef Checkoff, the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand aims to inspire families to explore their culinary talents with nutritious and delicious beef while connecting, I think very important, connecting consumers with stories of the farmers and ranchers who raise real beef. So today, the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand is reaching more consumers more frequently and more effectively than ever before.
To learn more about Beef It's What's for Dinner and how the Beef Checkoff is working for cattle producers, go to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
The livestock, feeder cattle, and lean hog futures today were higher across the board. The February live cattle were up 67 to 121.50. April 37 higher at 120.70. June lives up 32 at 112.32. Feeder cattle were anywhere from about 50 to $1.20 higher, with March's at 139.47 up 95. April's 57 higher at 141.95. A boxed beef at midday was 86 lower on choice at 206.40. Select down $1.60 at 204.58. The choice select spreads $1.82. The cash trade last week rounded out about 118 to 120.50, so that was lower than the previous week and disappointing, but the livestock futures have actually gotten stronger despite the lower cash trade. On Friday, we've got a cattle on feed report. Some of the earliest estimates are out. Now, the on feed estimate is of February 1st, or on feed February 1st. It was 102% of last year. The placements were 101.5%. And then marketed 101. And that report will be Friday after the close at 2 p.m. So those are early estimates. There will be more come out in the next couple of days. The other thing, on the 24th, we've got a cold storage report, which I've not seen any estimates up to this point.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 26th, 12:30 at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 110 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. And also being offered 32-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers carrying QC genetics. Genomic enhanced EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at www.quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275.
Today's grain futures market were mixed. We had the wheat up strong here. Kansas City up about 20 to 21 cents. Chicago up 21 to 24. The biggest driver there was, you know, the U.S. markets were closed yesterday. Well, while the markets were closed, the Australians said that they were going to lower their crop production estimate to the lowest level since 2008. So over 12 years ago, in terms of lower wheat production, mainly contributed to a drought situation going on down there. And that lifted wheat futures up, not back above previous highs, but we're working back toward them. July Kansas City looks like it's going to close right at 499, up 20 and a half. The previous high was about 519 back on January 15th. So we're above the moving averages, and now the next place would be those previous highs if we're going to take them out. We also have quite a bit of action in the stock market today. Currently, the Dow Jones is down about 160. S&P is down about 8.75 of a point. But that's about 130 or so points off of the lows in the Dow, and somewhere around 15 or so points off the lows in the S&P. So it's come back quite a bit. Natural gas today is up 12.7 cents. Crude oil has rallied back. It's a dollar off the lows and currently about unchanged.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
I'm Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.